Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartunk. Alan, amazing to see the Rosetta Comet, a landing made history yesterday, a European lander, touchdown on the comet. I heard this morning on the BBC they're trying to decide whether or not to shoot the harpoons into the comet itself, whether it might fly away.
This is so cool. I mean, we land on this comet. We spend an incredible amount of money. In this case, the Europeans spend an incredible amount of money to do this, and yet you wonder what the scientific payoff is going to be. Now, it could be immense, I suppose, but there's not a human there to make the assessment. And you have to say to yourself, well, we spent this money. There's a sort of an international pride in having done this. People are really interested in it. But what are we going to learn? And again, there's the offset of the domestic priorities. Has everybody got a house? Has everybody got health care? As opposed to we're spending all this money to put a machine on a comet, and is it paid for? We have the same questions with the space race that we've always been involved in. If it weren't for the fact that the Russians, who started with Sputnik, scared the hell out of the United States by saying, okay, maybe they're going to start launching missiles from space eventually, the old defense rationale. So you say, okay, we have to sit back and take a look at the benefits of all of this.
Well, the President Obama, has been in China, meeting with Chinese president. They had a press conference, Alan, and they were both making a lot out of their agreement to ease visa restrictions for businessmen, students, and tourists. However, the issue with the same thing for journalists was not so, and it caused quite a kerfuffle. The Times editorializing this morning in response to President Jinping. The Times, quote, will not alter its coverage to suit the whims of the Chinese leader or any other government.
Cool. That's what they should say. On the other hand, that's the difference between what we do in this country and what they do there. They have a political party, the so-called communists, who have to maintain control, and journalists are a big danger to them. And the last thing they want is anybody doing investigative journalism or looking into corruption. And it's something that president has to worry about, because there is tremendous amount of corruption in China. And, you know, they're going after it with everything they can. But journalists can be extremely helpful in ferreting those folks out, the people who are doing wrong. But the Times obviously knows that we're talking about competing systems here. Now, there's plenty wrong with our system. We do know that when you have courts who say it's all right to gerrymander, or for legislatures to draw their own districts so that only they could win. Look, come on, folks. This is not democracy. This is nonsense. And it's manipulation of the worst kind, political manipulation. So the Times has editorialized on all of that, too. But they are right to say journalists have to be free.